Live from a random apartment in Brooklyn, New York, it is Geek Speak with Ian Nancy. Ladies and gentlemen, Ian Nancy.
Everybody, my name is Ian Levenstein, and welcome to Geek Speak here at SpeakGeekSpeak.com. This is episode 18 of the Geek Speak podcast, and I am coming to you live from my apartment today, as the brand new opening said. And the opening is brand new because the old one got a bit messed up, and it was always in stereo, and that always annoyed me because it never sounded quite right when switching over to mono, and I like to record my recordings in mono, so I can make the files as small as possible for you guys so you don't have to worry about anything when you are downloading the episode on dial-up or anything along those lines. But anyway, I'm recording this from my home today because I did not have a chance to make it into the studio at all this week. I had a lot of stuff doing, getting myself ready for the new semester, and basically just enjoying the fact that I'm, well, off. Well, it's still around. So you should expect a full episode of Geek Speak back in style come this upcoming Thursday, because Thursday is my first day back at the college. The new semester starts on Thursday, and I will be on the campus, obviously, for that day, and I will just go into the studio after class and record episode 19, like always. And oh my dear God, it's going to be episode 19 next week. I'm almost up to episode 20. I cannot believe that. So this is going to be an incredibly truncated edition of Geek Speak, as most of the episodes from my home are, only obviously this is not a 0.5, this is a full one. So I just got a bunch of new goodies at my home this past week that I definitely need to discuss on today's show. And one of which, I got myself a new TV. Yeah, we came into a little bit of money here at home because my dad finally paid off his frickin' loan from Citibank that he's had on his store for a long time now. So he's finally paying that off. And because of that, we got ourselves a little present. And we got ourselves a brand new Panasonic 42-inch plasma HD TV, and I'm going to review that on today's show. Also, got myself a brand new monitor as well. Got myself a 4 model off of PC Richards. This is an HP VS17 17-inch LCD monitor, and I'll discuss that on today's show as well. Basically going to be a review day here on Geek Speak, as really don't have much else to report, and I will also review Underworld Evolution on today's show, because recently saw that, and it turned out to be much better than I thought it was going to be, considering I saw that first movie and was not entirely impressed with what I saw. There were some good things about it, but just not a lot. But I was pleasantly surprised with the brand new movie, and I'll get into that on today's show. But I'm going to start things off today with the review of the brand new TV, and this 42-inch plasma is top of the line. It was just released by Panasonic in December and released into a lot of the stores then, to the point where it came out pretty much during the holiday season. So for a long time, they were completely sold out of this baby. And PC Richards just happened to get these in stock right when we got there, which was a mega plus for us. And for those of you who don't live in the New York area and have never heard of PC Richards, it's a local electronics chain here that isn't really too far out of New York. There's an occasional PC Richards that you might find in the New Jersey area, possibly in the Connecticut area, but it's mostly a New York City chain. It's been around since the early 1900s. And they're pretty reliable. I mean, they have decent customer service, and you gotta go to the right one, though, because there are a couple of schlocky ones in the neighborhood of around where I am. So we ended up going into the city. We ended up going to 14th Street, Union Square, and went to the store located on 4th Avenue and 14th Street in Manhattan to get the brand new TV. So we get there, and right away they tell us they don't have it. which is perfect. See, we went there expecting to get a brand new Panasonic, and we were actually one behind on the Panasonics, which was a bit of a surprise. See, we were going there expecting to get an Onyx, which we believe to be the top-of-the-line Panasonic, and since then, they have somewhat abandoned the Onyx line and have switched over to the Viera line of plasma TVs, and basically, there aren't too many on the Viera line as of now. There are a lot more now than there were once upon a time, but it's a pretty new line, and this is a 8th-generation plasma out of Panasonic. The Onyxes are only 7th-generation, and like I said, we were very surprised by this. At the time, we had thought that Onyx was going to be the top of the line, but, well, we were proven wrong. And when we got there, we also figured out that the 8th-generation plasma is less money than the 7th-generation Onyx, which is a bit peculiar. And I'm thinking, I mean, plasmas have gone down in price, period, lately. So it doesn't mean that the quality that we're going to get is going to be any worse than what the Onyx was. It's just that, well, these TVs are going down in price. So when you go to Panasonic's website, which is obviously located at Panasonic.com, you'll get a price that is about in the $3,500 range or somewhere along those lines for a Viera. But not for the Onyx. The Onyx is still going to be about $5,000, which is kind of nuts. So we got the TV, and we ordered it, and it came earlier than we originally thought it was going to come, and it just came this past Thursday. In fact, that's actually the whole reason why I was not able to get into the studio this past Thursday to record, because I needed to be home for the installation. And I'd highly recommend PC Richards for the installation. They did a good job. They explained it along the way, and no hustle and bustle, no fuss, no foul, just got yourself the TV, and they left. That's it, you know, simple as that. They gave us a stand to put this TV on if we ever want to take it off the wall, which I doubt we ever will. In fact, I think we're actually getting rid of the stand because, well, it's a flat-screen TV. It's so easy to just put on the wall, and that's exactly what we did with it, and that's where it's going to stay for a long time to come. And also, this TV is cable card ready, which is always a plus. So this upcoming Monday, actually, we are going to be getting DirecTV HD TV here at my house. We're getting a brand new dish installed. We currently have the regular DirecTV dish, and we are switching over to the HD side of things, which will increase our picture tenfold. And I mean, it's great right now. It really is. But it's going to be even better once the brand new dish gets installed and we actually get HD picture on this HD TV. Because it doesn't make any sense to get a regular receiver if you're not getting HD quality. And we definitely want to switch it over to that. Now, the TV itself also, amazingly, is only about 80 pounds. So, very easy to lift, very easy to switch things if you have to. And also, I highly recommend, if you're going to get a Panasonic, or even if you're going to get a regular flat-screen TV, period, if the inputs are in a back, I highly recommend getting a swivel bracket for it. Now, what this swivel bracket is going to do is it is basically going to allow you to easily move the TV to the left or to the right, and also let you move it out very far off the wall. So when you're going to put new connections onto the back of this TV, you will be able to. And it's definitely a great feature. It only costs us about an extra $200 to get the swivel as opposed to the regular mount, and it's definitely paying off right now because we don't have our regular setup right now. We are in the process of getting a Bose surround sound system getting installed as well. And this Bose system is going to include a DVD player and a whole extra other bunch of stuff, and it's going to basically give us the surround sound that we need for this. Right now, we just have the 3D sound that, in itself, is absolutely outstanding on this TV. Now, from what I've seen from the TV, it works pretty well with the regular standard size input. Obviously, we're not using an HD input right now because, well, we don't have it. What we have is the regular DirecTV box. And you've got a couple of aspect ratio features on here that work pretty well. If you want, let's say you're watching a movie and you really don't want to have that stretched out feel with the picture, you can choose between a full screen picture, which will actually be that regular input stretched out to the size of the TV, which will look a little odd at times, or you can zoom. Now, the zoom is going to cut off the bottom and top of the picture a little bit, but you're going to preserve your ratio perfectly, which is a plus. So you're actually going to zoom in on the picture, get your picture perfectly fine, or you could just use that 4:3 and have the little bars on the side, which can be a bit distracting, and that's not something I'm going to end up doing. So for now, we have it in full screen. When I do watch VCDs and stuff, I zoom it in because that automatically has the widescreen feature in it already, so it's basically already in there, so it doesn't need to be stretched out. So I just zoom it, and everything's right with the world with that. For watching regular DirecTV, however, it'll be up to you, and regular television as well, it'll be up to you. Once you get the HD receiver, however, you're not going to have to worry about things being stretched out because that'll be the native resolution. So all will be right with the world with that. Now, another thing with this TV is it has a PC card slot. Now, with this PC card slot, for those of you who work with cameras, you know that you'll be able to actually take JPEG images and watch them on your TV. So if you use digital cameras or if you use camcorders that have these PC cards, you'll be able to just watch them on the TV with no huss and fuss, and everything will be set. It obviously has an input to use a desktop or a laptop computer with it, which is a mega plus as well. I'm actually tempted to take my computer and connect it to it someday just to see what it looks like. My PlayStation 2 has never looked better on an amazing screen like this. It even looks next-gen, honestly, and I know that that says a lot there, but just connecting a PlayStation 2 to an HD TV, you're going to get a better picture no matter what. Whether it's an Xbox 360, whether it's an Xbox, whether it's a GameCube, whether it's a PlayStation 2, you're going to improve your picture. And I was using a crappy old TV for a long time now, which is now in my parents' room, so that's this new setup here at my house, and what an improvement. What an improvement indeed. The TV itself, for 42 inches, you get a lot of size in there, and it's basically framed like a picture. That's the best way to put it. I mean, if you have the space in your wall, go for the 42-inch. If you have even more space, I'd highly recommend getting a 50-inch, but I live in an apartment, so a 50-inch definitely would have been a bit too big for the room, so we just had to go with the 42-inch. My dad was a bit upset about that, too, because, well, he wanted the 50-inch, but I had to try and convince him that it would be way too big for the room, and it's a perfect size for it right now. The one thing that might take a bit of getting used to, but not too much, is actually looking up at the screen. Like, let's say you've had a small mounted TV for most of your life, you know, like one that's on a stand or something like that, you're probably not used to looking too far up to see your picture. And when you're working with a plasma that's a flat screen, obviously you're going to be looking up at your picture a little bit more than you used to. But it only takes a couple of watchings to actually get used to that fact. And I am definitely going to have to give this TV a whopping 5 out of 5 because I am amazed. See, I've seen other plasmas before where the pixels were incredibly noticeable, and it's very hard to actually get used to the fact that you've got these large pixels, but it's not even noticeable at all with this Panasonic. Panasonic does an amazing job with the plasmas, and these Vieiras are light years beyond what Panasonic and other companies were putting out a couple of years back. And I mean, a lot of people are happy with their, you know, fourth generation, fifth generation plasmas. But now that it's eighth generation, you are going to get an outstanding picture no matter what is happening. And I would highly recommend, if you got the money, go out there and buy yourself a new TV because it is time, folks. The prices are dropping and you're going to get a great deal. And I am loving this right now. So now I'm just going to switch segments here. I'm going to do without the music today because I just want to get this done because I need to go to bed early tonight because I am going to the live taping of Comic Geek Speak tomorrow. So I got to wake my ass up at 6 a.m. to catch myself an early train to get myself out to New Jersey, and then I'm getting the ride over Bruce R. from, give him a little bit of a plug here, from the Comics Cast podcast is going to be giving me a lift over from New Jersey into Pennsylvania, and we'll be getting into Reading, PA to watch ourselves Comic Geek Speak tomorrow, and that'll be episode 100 of the Comic Geek Speak podcast. So congratulations to Comic Geek Speak for making it that far. It is certainly an achievement, and an achievement I hope to get to someday. I'm just happy to almost be at 20 right now. But to switch over to the other stuff that I want to talk about on this podcast, my brand new LCD monitor, the HP VS17, is blowing my freaking mind right now. And now I really feel advanced because I've got myself the plasma and I've got myself the LCD now in two rooms. So that's my setup. And it is outstanding. Indeed. The picture is clearer than it has ever been here. And the best part about it is with my old monitor, you technically were able to do 1280 by 1024 as a native resolution. But every single time you switched it over to it, it was incredibly small on the screen. I mean, you would need freaking bifocals and a magnifying glass just to actually see what you were reading on the screen. But this HP VS17 comes native, 1280 by 1024 resolution. Now, what this does is it increases the colors and then increases the width of your screen. So even though you have a 17-inch screen, it's packing so much more information onto that screen where you're going to be able to see everything on a website. You'll never have to scroll again, which is brilliant. It's a bit harder to find decent wallpapers for that size, but you can still use your 1024 by 768 wallpapers. They'll just be a bit more spread out and might not look nearly as clear as they did on that 1024 by 768 resolution. It'll just be zoomed a bit. What are you going to do? But watching The Office on this LCD and also watching 40-year-old version on this LCD, I got the DVD, the unrated DVD, which is incredibly well done, and sat down and watched it with a couple of buddies on this screen. Amazing. The picture quality is perfect. I have no qualms with this at all. And this was also, like I mentioned, it was a 4 model, so I saved about $100. And I would recommend that, actually. I mean, if you look at the unit and you see that it's in good shape and it looks like it hasn't been out there for a while, it might be worth getting that 4 model because it's going to be the exact same thing you're getting as new, only just a bit used. That's it. I mean, they use this just basically for display purposes. I mean, nobody's carrying it around or throwing it around or anything. It's just been out there a while. That's it. And this monitor is perfect. Everything that I could possibly need. And it's small. For 17 inches, I love having no width to this thing whatsoever. I mean, the height's there, but it's so freaking compact. I have so much more room. I was able to push this back so much farther than my old one was. I mean, the old one was the one that came with my Dell, and that one was built like an old TV. I mean, it was a nice monitor, but the width was incredible. I barely had enough room on my desk for it. And here, it certainly works. Now, it comes with speakers as well. The HP VS17 does indeed come with speakers, and it comes with a headphone jack, but the sound isn't perfect. It's certainly a letdown. If you've been working with a system that has a pair of speakers and a subwoofer, and you switch over to this stinky little setup here with the speakers, I wouldn't recommend it. I would definitely stick with the speakers that you have. However, if you do have subpar speakers in the first place, switch it over to this. It's got decent sound quality. But my setup at home is much better than the speakers on this, so I'm just going to use it as a monitor. The monitor itself is plug and play. You can just basically just put it into your computer, replace it, and also chances are the power cord will be the exact same power cord that you've been using with your previous monitor. So I didn't even need to unplug it. I basically just needed to disconnect the power cord and switch it over to the new monitor so I didn't have to first go fishing for the power cord, which is definitely a plus. Other features on this, the screen quality in itself is absolutely superb. It's absolutely clear and not too bright either. I mean, the automatic adjust actually adjusts incredibly well. And you won't really need to make too many changes with it. It is automatically going to adjust for your screen, what it thinks it should be for your system, and it usually does a very good job with that. I am definitely giving this one a going 5 out of 5 as well, and I realize I haven't really reviewed too many products that I haven't liked so far on this show, but, well, it's kind of hard not to because I like buying things that I like. What can I say? Another quick review for you here before I wrap things up here on today's show. Again, it's a very truncated edition of Geek Speak because I need to go to bed early. That's basically the reason. And also, I am recording this at home, and it's a bit more difficult to get things done, so I'm basically just shooting things out here, and on the next episode, it'll be back to the normal format. But I went to see yesterday Underworld Evolution with a buddy of mine, and Underworld Evolution obviously is the sequel to the original Underworld, and for those people who have seen the original Underworld, you know what? There wasn't really a lot to do with that first one happening in this new Underworld. I mean, they went in a completely different direction, basically. You know how the first one basically dealt with the battle between werewolves and vampires, and this time around, they deal with that, but they also introduce a new race of immortals, and the main vampire, well, the first vampire ever, is trying to release his brother, who is the first werewolf ever, and he wants to create a new master race. That's basically the situation here. And I gotta tell you, that plot, while it is nice and fun and all that, what does that have to do with the original Underworld? Underworld, well, at least the first one, see, the first Underworld, I mean, it dealt with the war. That's basically what it was. I mean, trying to find peace between the two races, that was what was important. And if they completely abandon that here, it goes off in a completely different tangent. And also, the main character, Kate Beckinsale, Celine, of course, by chance, happens to be the one person who has the key to discovering the place that the brother has been kept for all these years, which is, of course, a magic stroke of luck there. But, I mean, come on, that's a given. I mean, the main character always knows exactly where everything's supposed to be, no matter what the hell is happening. Always will know what is happening. And Kate Beckinsale's character is no exception there. And the romance between Kate Beckinsale's Celine and Michael Corvin, played by Scott Speedman, who all you Felicity fans know very, very well, really does not exactly make too much sense in the long run, because they have very little in common. But, eh, you know, I'll deal with it. And this is much more graphic as well than the first Underworld. The first Underworld was rated R, but was still pretty tame compared to this one. Whole lot of violence in this, sex scenes, cursing out the wazoo, not nearly as much gunplay in this, but that's a plus because there was way too much gunplay in the first one. And also, the action scenes are much better. In fact, that's actually why I like this one better, because there was action that made sense in this one. I mean, in the first one, everything was over the top, and it was either guns or nothing. But here, there was fist fights, and there were battles, and it was a lot more fun than that first one was. What was boring plot summaries as well. And another thing here, the plot actually takes away from the action in this, if that makes any sense. And yet, the plot is still sort of fun, which doesn't make any sense to me at all. I'll give it a 3 out of 5, which is actually more than I would have given the first Underworld. So, it's worth seeing, but I wouldn't recommend seeing it for the full $10. You know, see it as a matinee or something along those lines, because it's good, but definitely not worth the money you pay at a Manhattan theater or something along those lines. If you can see it for maybe $5 or $6 at a matinee, I would definitely do so. And for those fans who are fans of, like, the whole vampire thing and the werewolves, which are otherwise known as lycans in this one, it's, you know, it's typical sci-fi, action, thriller, drama, usual stuff, and Scott Speedman's in it, and Scott Speedman is awesome. So, I guess that's what I have to say on today's episode of Geek Speak. Again, my apologies for waiting until Saturday to get it out, but I've had a lot of stuff doing this week and didn't really have too much of a chance to get in there and record the podcast. And again, when given a choice between waiting for a plasma TV to come, which I can drool over, and running into the studio to record a podcast when I don't even need to technically be at the school, I'm going to choose plasma TV. So there you go with that. And apologies to my listeners for having to wait this long, and apologies for the sound quality, because yet again, this is just at my home here, but everything will be back to normal this upcoming week. My vacation is over as of this upcoming Thursday, so you'll expect a regular episode of Geek Speak to happen this upcoming Thursday. So until then, I'm Ian Levenstein, and this has been Geek Speak episode 18. So until next week, have a great week, enjoy your geek, and I will see you next time. Take care, everybody.